Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten, and welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, powerful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. If you've been here before, thank you for being here. I love you. And if you are new, welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. And I hope you enjoy this episode and look throughout some of the others and find what is calling to you, find what is resonating with you at this time, at this point in your journey, and explore. I am so happy that you are here. But anyways, I am currently in New Jersey. So if you've been following my journey, I was living on the road for around 2 months. I've road tripped from Florida all the way over to Oregon, lived in Oregon for a few weeks, saw so many beautiful things, then went to Washington, saw more beautiful things, more hikes, then went to Montana, and after that kind of worked my way east pretty quickly and landed in New Jersey to just spend some intentional time with my family here and just get some time with them before I head back down to Florida for a little bit. And then after that, I am going to Mexico and then I'm going to Guatemala. So it is the last chunk of the year and it is full of travels for me because my lease actually ended back in June. So I was like, you know what, before locking myself into another lease, I might as well travel for a little bit and just roam and see and explore and experience. And so that is what I'm currently doing. But anyways, I'm currently in New Jersey and just soaking up the family time, but also the slight sense of nostalgia. You know, when you go back to your home state or your hometown and you have memories that come back. You go to old places where you once walked before as a completely different person, as that younger version of you. And it just feels different. It feels weird, but it feels nostalgic. And being this new, older, more mature, wiser version of you walking in these same places, experiencing similar things, being around people from your past, it can be a very interesting experience. But I am loving it. I'm soaking it in and I am allowing myself to kind of come back to that sense of not carelessness, but in a sense, carelessness that I had when I was a child and just seeing the world through a different lens and bringing myself back to that childlike state in a sense. And that has been super beautiful and super healing for me. And I urge you all to find some way that you can do this. Tap into your inner child, tap into that childlike lens that you had when you were younger, and just bring yourself back to that space, even if it's just for a little bit, because truly, I believe that adulthood is kind of a series of coming back to childhood. Like, it is removing a lot of the conditioning that we have experienced as adults. It is removing the expectations and the constrictions and all of these yucky things that have been placed on us as we've grown up and become adults, and really just coming back to the true essence of life, which is connection and play and love and gratitude and presence, right? And these are all the things that we had when we were children. So bringing ourselves back to that space, I think, is so, so, so healing. So I urge you all to do that in any way that you can today. But that being said, now to get into the actual episode, just kind of want to start off with all that. But to get into the actual episode today, I want to talk about feminine energy and why it is so important that as the feminine, as the divine feminine, we learn to surrender. And what this truly means, and how to healthily do this to make our lives better and to better interact with the people around us and create and cultivate better relationships in our lives. So let's talk about the word surrender first, and the fact that there is this misconception that the word surrender means defeat, or the word surrender implies that you are weak. These are all misconceptions about the word surrender when we are talking in terms of energy and the state that the divine feminine thrives in. Okay, we're not talking about surrender in a war. Okay, we're talking about surrender to the flow, surrender to the divine, surrender to your divine masculine, surrender to just what is meant for you, and surrendering to the blessings that are trying to come your way. Just surrender in all of the good ways, not surrender meaning giving up or being weak or being controlled or anything along those lines. So when you have the correct and healthy view of the term surrender, we can now focus on why it is important for the divine feminine to reach this state of surrender, and how this is going to benefit you and your relationships and your happiness, your energy, your life, and so much more. So the first way in which surrender is beneficial is getting yourself into more of a flow state. So when you surrender, you let go of control. And when you let go of control, you allow yourself to flow more easily and with less resistance, right? And you are allowing things to flow naturally, and you are embracing the ebb and flow of life. You are trusting in the universe. You are trusting in God. You are trusting in the universe's wisdom. And you are cultivating a sense of acceptance rather than trying to force things, trying to force outcomes. And so when you get into this space, you are receiving more. You are receiving more blessings, more love, more happiness, more support, more protection, more bliss, so much more of all the good things you're looking for, because you are not trying to hyper control and act as if you know better, know more than the universe's wisdom and God. And you are just releasing that control, allowing things to be, allowing things to flow, and then you are receiving everything that you desire with more ease. Another way that this is beneficial is being able to connect deeper to our intuition. So as we know, the divine feminine is super associated with intuition and strongly tapped into intuition and empathy and that inner knowing. And surrender can be seen as a great way to tap into these intuitive aspects a lot deeper and allowing them to guide your decisions and actions, and get more on your highest path and connect deeper to the divine and to God and that guidance. So this contrasts pretty strongly with the very structured, analytical approach that is normally associated with the masculine energy. So when we are connecting deeper to this intuition, we are connecting deeper to our divine feminine and less in our masculine. And surrender helps us to do this. When we are trying to hyper control everything, when you get these strong or not strong little pulls, these intuitive pulls, if you are in a very controlling headspace, you might overlook these things. You might be trying so hard to force something another way that you are completely ignoring the intuitive pulls, pulling you a different direction. So you are kind of cutting off from this energy, cutting off from this guidance and this connection, and just trying to hyper control. And in that, you end up going a direction that you're not meant to go, or you end up making things harder for yourself, or you end up more stressed, more anxious, more in your masculine. Where instead, if you surrender and just sit in that state of, I am open to receiving this guidance. I'm open to receiving messages from my intuition. I'm open to following my intuition and surrendering to this divine guidance that is coming through. Then you allow yourself to help yourself more, to be more supported, be more on an aligned path, and just be more connected to yourself and to the divine in general. Another beautiful benefit of surrender is actually fully allowing yourself to be led. And this can be you being led by a divine masculine partner, or this can be you being led by God. Whatever the case is, allowing yourself to enter into that state of release, receptivity, and trust, and allowing that divine masculine, or allowing God to lead you in a way that is supportive for you, but is also taking a lot of stress and pressure off of you. That is what the divine feminine craves. Whether you know it or whether it's subconscious, the divine feminine craves to be held in that safe container, able to fully trust, and able to let go of that worry, that stress, that anxiety, that pressure, all of that stuff, to release that and just be gracefully, healthily led in a way that is going to be most beneficial for her and her highest good. And God can see that for you, and the right masculine counterpart will see and do that for you as well. But this one is also one of the hardest ones for a lot of feminines to do, because we fear letting someone lead. We want to have control. We want to have the power. We want to have this independence. But it is this exact energy that has made us so distant from our feminine, from our natural essence, from our natural programming. But when we release this fear and healthily step into a space in which we can release that control, surrender, and be led with grace, it is truly life-changing. And I'm telling you, it takes off so much stress and pressure that you don't need to be carrying. And it is a beautiful state to enter into when you are just fully in your feminine flow and you are supported, protected, guided, and just thriving and blossoming as the feminine that you are meant to be, while also being gracefully held. But it is so, so, so beautiful, and with enough practice and intention and also healing, you can get to this space and feel comfortable and so settled and aligned in this space. So that being said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. Surrendering is such a beautiful and blissful state to be in, and I really believe that the divine feminine needs more of it and less of the control. Coming from a previous control freak who needed to control absolutely everything because I thought that would keep me safe and that would keep me in power and all of these things, right? Coming from an ex-control freak to now being in that surrender and flow, I am telling you that it will bring you so much more peace and ease. So, take this episode as a sign and really start working towards that surrender. And if you need any help or guidance on this, I am more than happy to help you a little deeper on a one-to-one basis. Just go ahead and message the Instagram page at findyourpower.co and type in the word surrender, and I would be happy to chat with you about more details on how to really learn to surrender and how that will look like for you and different practices that you can use and all of that good stuff. So yeah, don't be afraid. Send me over a DM the word surrender and I would love to chat. But anyways, I'll wrap this up like I normally do. Make sure to go out into the world today and spread some love, some light, and some positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make, okay? I love you all so freaking much and have the most beautiful day.